Hi there, and welcome to the Nerd Dump Podcast, where we're pinching a fat loaf of knowledge into the metaphorical toilet of your imagination. I'm Cody, and I always count every shadow in the room.
And I'm Honey, and if I was a Care Bear, my symbol would be a skull and crossbones. Tonight, you will notice something vaguely different. Our third co-host, Cameron, may or may not have been smuggled out of the country. But more on that later. Tonight, we have a special guest for you. Actually, two special guests for you. Maggie, a wonderful local artist, and her wonderful husband, Alex. Welcome, Maggie and Alex. Introduce yourselves a little bit more.
Hi, I'm Maggie. I'm a moon princess, an all-around garbage person. I'm trying to do more art stuff. I will have a table at Planet Comic-Con, and I like cats.
I'm Alex, and I sat around playing Breath of the Wild all day.
Yes. So today, you guys have the honor of being our first guests / guest hosts. So welcome to the podcast.
Yeah, welcome.
Today we're going to be talking a little bit about what won our poll that we put out last week.
You act like I'm supposed to know things.
Okay. We'll go into that here in a little bit, but first we have kind of a little news segment we're going to do now. First up, Maggie has some news about something she told us right before we started recording. Do you remember?
Yes, okay. I do. That news is I found your podcast on Podcast Addict on my Android phone, so I listened to it there. It was very fancy. You can see the poop logo and everything. So
yeah, because we were concerned because we're like, what do we need to do differently to get this on the Android market? Because, you know, we got everything figured out for iTunes.
Still have not figured out
how to get it on the Android. But magically, it's already there, so I guess we didn't have to do anything. Because, you know, me not doing stuff is amazing.
We should put a link to that. To Nerd Addict, what did you call it?
Podcast Addict. Because I have two podcast apps on my Android because everything
Addict
is perfect.
That's symbol right there.
Okay. About Android, except that it's a little trickier to find podcasts. Right. So I have Stitcher, which I cannot find it on. So don't look.
We'll
it's not there. Podcast Addict is your friend. It's on there. You're ready to go.
Okay. And that's some interesting news. We didn't purposely put it there. Apparently it found us.
Yes. Yeah. It's a smart
we're a thing now.
It's a smart robot.
No, we're not
great.
A thing yet.
Alright. So that's our first piece of news. Our second piece of news is kind of a little bit of more of a downer. Recently Fox has announced that they are going through with making a Fantastic Four 2.
Boo.
Fantastic Four 2.
Like the sequel, like it's a sequel to that movie.
Yeah.
Is it really a movie or is it an atrocity?
I still haven't seen it.
Good.
Uh-huh.
Don't.
I heard that they don't like each other and aren't friends, which seems like the antithesis of what Fantastic Four is all about, which is being friends and going on adventures.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is what they never seem to get when they make these movies, is the Fantastic Four team, while they are superpowered and can occasionally do superhero things, they're not superheroes. They're scientists and explorers.
You know? And one of them's really bendy.
Yeah, one of them's real bendy. But their point isn't, oh, we're going to save the world. Their point is, oh, we're going to find a new world.
And we're a family, and we generally like each other.
Yeah. And they keep ruining Doctor Doom, who is arguably one of the best Marvel villains in the comics.
Yeah, probably.
Has a rich story, a rich history. He actually does magic in all the comics. He was a word I'm not remembering now.
Sure. I don't know.
Wizard?
No.
But he is.
He is a sorcerer, but that's not
is
the word.
Is he the Sorcerer Supreme?
No.
I know.
I would read a title where he's the Sorcerer Supreme.
I bet they should do an Elseworld.
I would bet dollars that exists.
We should find that.
That'd There's be, a what if somewhere.
Now. Oh, yeah.
What if Doctor Doom was the Sorcerer Supreme? That'd be really
cool. Well, that would just mean we'd be all screwed.
Well, he'd be too busy conquering other universes to worry about Earth, probably.
He'd just make a bunch of Doctor Dooms.
He'd probably just like destroy our own world and go off and conquer everything else. So.
But yeah, Doctor Doom has...
Latveria is a paradise.
It is.
Well, yeah, but I mean, I don't know.
I mean, it's a totalitarian paradise.
Right. Yeah.
No, in the movies, they always make him inept and kind of a jerk and stuff. And yes, he's kind of a jerk.
To be sure. Yeah. He's evil.
He cares about his country.
Because it reflects on himself.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they also don't fight back.
And they don't. That's
the
problem. Like,
the rest of the world would fight back.
Oh, so he has a bunch of robot. He has a robot army.
Yeah. Which
helps a lot.
At one point in the comics, he was God, basically. You guys read about that? See that?
I did see that he had some God powers.
Yes.
Yeah. That's pretty good.
And he made a world that was not horrible. People were existing there, which they wouldn't have if he didn't gain God powers.
Well, yeah, I mean, I exist, and I don't have God powers.
Dr. Doom is basically evil. No, he's basically evil Doctor Strange / Iron Man shoved into one guy.
And that's compelling.
And he's never that in the movies.
No. Nope. Not even... There's nothing compelling about him, except sometimes his mask looks kind of cool.
And I think they killed him off in the first Fantastic movie. Right?
Wait, are you talking about like the older ones? Or like the new?
The Fantastic, because they put the four in the middle.
Like, I don't even know, like, if he's technically dead or just in another dimension or what.
He was a hacker?
Yeah, he was a hacker.
Sure,
exactly.
It was real bad.
Nobody watched the movie. If you haven't seen it. No, I said nobody. I'm talking about people out there in the world should never see this.
No.
It's horrible. No, it's they should not even think of making another one.
No, but they will because they don't want it to go out of copyright.
Yeah.
Because, ha ha ha.
Yeah, they don't.
Take that, Marvel.
Take that.
But yeah, that's our first piece of, our second piece of news, which is really sad.
That was a bummer.
The third piece of news is they have finished casting the Inhumans TV show / movie.
Oh, yeah.
So that's really good.
Also, speaking of Inhumans, weren't you supposed to have looked something up for this?
And that is something they've shown, too. In some of the leaked photos of the Inhumans set, there is a blue statue that is suspiciously dog-shaped, giant dog-shaped.
Blue?
Yeah, so they can CGI.
Oh, okay. I was like,
yeah,
they're gonna make the dog blue.
Yeah,
I'm like Lockjaw's not blue.
No, so that it's just so they can CGI over. But that means Lockjaw's actually gonna be in this.
Well, that's good.
I like dogs.
Yeah, I actually.
Is he gonna talk? Is he gonna be?
I don't think he talks.
Does
he
a funny? Funny talking dog.
Well, I hope not.
Yeah, I was saying, does Lockjaw talk? I didn't think he did that.
Well, not. Maybe he does in this version.
I hope not. That'd be weird.
But a question that was raised on the first episode of our podcast was, why is Lockjaw an Inhuman? Was he once human?
Or was he just a dog?
Yeah.
These are the questions we need to answer.
I did some research.
I did not.
And apparently, at one point in the comics, some of the Inhumans convinced Ben Grimm that Lockjaw, in fact, was human before he was exposed to Terrigen Mist. And Ben Grimm, the thing.
Yeah, I know who that is.
Thought this for a long time. Because there was a point in the comic.
I'm just trying to understand the logic of what's going on. Anyway,
Lockjaw hung out with the Fantastic Four for a while.
Huh.
So the Inhumans had convinced Ben Grimm that Lockjaw was in fact a human before he was exposed to Terrigen Mist and became Lockjaw. But then later on they found out that was not true. That Lockjaw has always been a dog.
Yeah.
Which brings about the question, how is Lockjaw an Inhuman? And are there other animals?
Well, I mean, he's not a human.
Right.
Yeah.
But are there other animals that, if exposed to Terrigen Mist, would gain Inhuman powers, like Lockjaw has?
I wouldn't
want to experiment on animals.
Isn't that how Quicksilver regained his powers?
I think so. I'm not 100%.
I'm going to have to look up
Terrigen Mist. Don't email us. All
right. Yeah.
But, yeah. Okay. So we actually did the research on Lockjaw like we said we would, and that's what we found out.
I know that he's a dog, and sometimes he's wearing an outfit, so I'm a fan.
Right. Yeah. But yeah,
That's all the news? That's the Lockjaw, but like you were saying that they actually finished casting.
They did. They've casted Black Bolt, Medusa, Karnak, the fish guy whose name is escaping me at this moment.
Attila?
Namor?
No,
I didn't think they had rights to him.
Triton.
Triton.
Thank you.
He's an Inhuman.
What's the
Karnak's brother?
No, the like
Namor jumps around a lot. but I didn't
think the one that has like goat legs or whatever is pretty much like
right. Hercules. They casted kind of him too.
I can't remember his name. What is his name?
But I do Gorgon. Not Gorgon, yes. You're leaning kind of far back. I don't know if the mic can pick you up.
I'm sure.
But I do I not know the names of I do not recognize any of the actors. Except for the one playing Karnak. I don't know his name. He was on Lost.
Hurley.
Wait.
No, not
Hurley.
Hurley? No, Hurley. No, not Hurley.
Hurley.
No, he's
the polar bear.
He's in.
Wait, what?
The Black Mist.
No, none of those people. He was in X-Men Last Stand.
Hurley.
No. He was the guy who, like, kind of flinched and spikes came out of his face at one point.
I vaguely remember that, but I don't John know what Locke. This person looks like.
Who?
John Locke.
Who's that? Is that him? I don't know who that is. No, that's a bald guy, right?
Yeah, that's an old guy. Dude.
I haven't seen Lost, so no.
I like Lost. Anymore. It's a good show.
He was in. I guess it's over now. But... He was in Star Wars: The Force Awakens, I believe.
Mark Hamill.
No, he's in all of these things, not just one of them. He's an Asian American actor.
How about I'm just gonna look it up?
Bruce Lee, you think? Yeah. Okay.
I'm just gonna look this up because I have no clue what the crap you're talking about.
He's the only one I've recognized other than the actress playing.
Is it? No. Is it the guy who played the really hot Korean guy in Lost? And he's on Hawaii Five-0 right now?
No, not that.
The really hot Korean guy.
He's really handsome.
That's not him.
He is very handsome.
I don't know
his cheekbones could cut glass.
He's a bit older than that, I think.
Okay.
But not like really old, but he's like in Star Wars he had grayish hair.
Okay.
I have no clue what you're talking about. The woman who's playing Medusa also played she was in Smallville as I wish anyone else knew
Emily,
what I was
I have
about.
The IMDb yeah, for as Sarinda Swan is playing Medusa.
She was in Smallville as the girl wizard lady from DC Comics.
Whoa, Zatanna? This thing?
Yes, thank you.
Okay.
Zatanna.
So, like one of these things is wrong, because, like, the thing's saying 2017 for Inhumans, but then this says November 2nd of 2018.
That was the initial movie date.
Oh!
Yeah.
Okay. I was like, what the crap's going on?
No, it has Ewan Rayon from Game of Thrones. You don't recognize...
No, yeah, as Maximus the Mad.
Yeah.
I think we
so
talked
if you
about want
to be like
already.
A crazy oh, little yeah. crazy. Yeah, he's the go-to for just looking really yeah. intensely insane.
I really liked him in Misfits.
Yes, Misfits was, oh my gosh, a
I
great
watched
show.
Some of it, and it was good. Yeah. But there's a lot
it.
Of TV out there in right. the universe.
It's only good until the one kid that's really funny. Once he leaves, then it's kind of like...
Yeah, it instantly gets bad. And they switch powers, all of them change
Yeah,
powers.
It's like, oh, we're going to sell off her powers. And, oh, you're going to get other powers back, and now we're all dumb.
That's when it gets bad. But that, powers, could transition into what won our poll, our Twitter poll. Mm-hmm. Which, the Twitter poll was up. We had four options.
Three.
We put in Planet Comic Con as a fourth option.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Yeah. And what won was... mutants in movies, which actually I think was supposed to be mutants in cinema altogether.
Or entertainment in general.
Yeah, but those words were too big for Twitter, so we had to squish it down to movies. So mutants in movies won the poll. So that's what we're going to be talking about probably for a little bit of, probably the remainder, frankly, of the podcast.
If yeah, I guess. Mostly. I mean, I might try to throw in something else before we get too far into that, but right. you know. I'll segue in at some point.
Right.
If I remember. I'm not going to remember. Don't hold me to that.
So, we'll start off with we're going to go around and everyone's going to talk about their favorite mutant and go into why and stuff. Try to just go for it as long as you want. And we'll start with Maggie. Favorite mutant.
My favorite mutant is Jean Grey. She's the coolest. She has the best powers, which is just, I think it and it happens. And my brain's better than everyone's, and I move things with my brain, and I have good outfits, and nice red hair, and sometimes I accidentally go crazy and kill everybody.
Right.
But then I get better, or there's a clone of me.
Right. Now, are you including clones of Jean?
Mostly just original Jean.
Mostly vanilla?
Mostly vanilla, original Jean.
Are you including time travel... displaced past Jean in current time X-Men comics?
No, because that sounds really confusing. I do get lost in the weeds sometimes with X-Men because I feel like I'll not look at it for a while, right, and then I'll look at it again. Totally and be like, different. What just happened?
Or they do weird things, and it's like you got the Red and Slim series.
I do know that some people, for instance, lost their mutant powers, but then became a vampire instead.
Jubilee.
Okay, yeah. Cool. So anyway, Jean Grey is the coolest. I am not an expert, but I used to play X-Men Legends 2 with Alex, and I'd always play Jean Grey, and when we fought each other, I would use my brain to throw him over the edge of a cliff just over and over again, and that's a great way to win at that game.
Right.
And it's very cheap, which is why it's perfect. So, awesome. Jean Grey.
Okay. What about you, Alex?
My favorite mutant, broadly,
right,
is probably Magneto.
Magneto.
Good choice.
Kind of like old evil Magneto, more right. than friendly. Yeah, Magneto. I'm an anti-hero, right. and I just want him to kill non-mutants.
Right. You prefer the Magneto who rips the metal out of Wolverine's body.
Sure.
Over the one that's like, Wolverine, help me fight these guys.
I mean, Magneto's probably just one of the more interesting characters in terms of how he's been depicted over the years. But I've always had a soft spot for this sort of militant mutant separatist that starts his own island nation.
Right. And there's dinosaurs.
And there's and he has like,
asteroid him.
At some point, he has an asteroid that he lives on. I think also, if you go back and you read those really early X-Men comics, he has a bunch of extra Magneto powers that they never bring up again.
Right. Because that didn't make any sense.
Yeah. But in terms of, you know, if the original X-Men are sort of this cipher for the civil rights movement in the 60s, then I'm definitely going to pick, the militant dude.
The Malcolm X.
Yeah. Yeah, the Malcolm X-Men. Yeah.
Because a lot of people compare those. They compare Professor X's name, somebody else.
Martin Luther King.
Thank you.
Right.
Good job.
I'm bad with names. You've seen the whole podcast. And then Magneto is the Malcolm X.
Right.
Both have their own theories on what people should do to get the respect that that mutants deserve. One of them a little more... let's burn down this place than the other. You know.
I don't remember Malcolm X actually ripping out his skeleton.
No. But he was certainly sort of the more...
But from Malcolm out of X the two. Didn't have the powers to do that, did he? I mean, sure he would have if he could have.
Yeah.
Right.
Have retcon actual history.
Yeah.
We can do that, right? We're
kind
of getting in the weeds here, but... also in the actual... If we're focusing on movie mutants...
Right.
Just Sir Ian McKellen just wandering around, just being the best part of those movies.
Right.
It's sort of hard to pick somebody besides him.
Yeah. Yeah, I can see that.
Ian McKellen's super
bad. The only person that comes close in any of those movies is when Kelsey Grammer shows up as Beast in the third X-Men movie and just chews up the scenery.
I love Kelsey Grammer as Beast, and I wish he'd do it more, but he hates the makeup.
Yeah, well.
So.
Just get Andy Serkis in one of those CGI things with ping pongs, right. And then get Kelsey Grammer's voice.
Yeah, he just
on
needs
it.
To be the voice. He doesn't need to do anything.
He just
else.
Needs to lead that, let's, yeah, lend let's that rich, beautiful Fraser voice.
Let's go full cat. Cat face
I love the cat face beast.
Yeah,
ah, so great.
Yeah, full kitty cat, please.
Full cat face totally. Beast. Kelsey Grammer just does the voice. Yep.
Or they could bring in Dark Beast. I love Dark Beast.
Kelsey Grammer could do a good Dark Beast voice, probably.
Didn't they already make the? They did make Age of Apocalypse, which I have not seen because I've heard it's bad. But we'll come back to that.
Right.
Later.
Yeah, we can talk about that too.
The only part of that I've seen is a cut scene where it's just the Teenage Mutants walking through a mall, and I would see a 2-hour movie of that.
Oh yeah,
just everyone just chilling in a mall.
If there was an X-Men movie that was just an 80s period piece that's basically that first episode of the X-Men TV show,
right?
That would be the best movie ever.
And man, you know, I know she gets a lot of poop because her powers are stupid, and again, she lost her powers in Werewolf. I love, like, terrible Cartoon Jubilee.
Yeah.
She's scrappy.
She fried a VCR.
She's just scrappy. She's just doing her best.
Yeah.
She can make fireworks.
She can make fireworks. It looks nice. Okay.
Yeah. Fair enough.
Oh, good times. I miss that cartoon.
It holds up. We watched it recently.
Yeah, it's
crazy bananas.
I mean, it's not good the way that...
It's not good.
Well, because the whole series just apes from the comics really heavily, but the animation's bad and the voice acting's kind of patchy, you know, rough.
Oh, what about just the worst Bayou accent?
Gambit.
There's more than one way.
Wait, you're saying that's not how people from the Bayou talk?
No.
No, they don't talk like a Canadian guy trying to do a Bayou accent.
Oh, okay.
Although the guy who does Wolverine's voice is fantastic.
So. That's still how. Even though Hugh Jackman's done Wolverine for 20 years, when I picture Wolverine's voice, that cartoon character is what pops into my head.
For sure.
Yeah. I always think of Steve Blum.
Steve Blum is Steve Blum.
He does a lot of the animated Wolverine voices. I really like his voice.
Okay.
He's really cool. I've met him in real life.
Also, if you get a chance, just take the time to go on YouTube and find Covered with Scorpions.
Wait, what?
I have it up, but I don't think the
I remember that.
Yeah. It's the Morlocks who lives on the...
Yeah, the Morlocks. Yeah, you got it.
They, some sort of Morlock witch lady tricks... Yep.
Don't explain it.
Anyway, it's beautiful. It's pure art.
We'll post it on Twitter later for you guys to watch.
Yeah. We never do that when we say we're going to.
I'm going to start doing this stuff because Cameron always says he's going to do stuff and he doesn't. I think I'm like the only one that's actually posted Tony's anything on it.
Tony's in charge of the podcast, everyone. Hide your children.
Also,
I'm not going to come for your children.
I didn't say you were going to come for them. They just shouldn't listen to the podcast.
Oh, well, yeah, no. Don't let your children listen to this.
Also, if you go start down that YouTube hole, eventually you'll find your way to I'm the Juggernaut, which was so popular that they put it into the X-Men 3.
Yes! I remember that.
One of the first great memes of the early internet.
Yeah. Certainly one of the first great YouTube video, probably.
That was awesome. But okay, I guess to continue on with our favorite mutants. I would have to say, it's a toss-up for me. There's a lot that I just really love, and a lot of them are X-Men. I really want to go with somebody insanely violent, but I am going to go with my childhood favorite of Colossus.
Right.
Nothing, just, so great, just, you know, super beefy, can freaking turn into metal, and just stop whatever. You know, I love the fact that he was also in Deadpool. Like, it was great. It was so amazing.
I loved his character, just like a sweet dad. Just like a real sweet dad who just wanted to be polite and take care of everybody.
Yeah. He wants to be nice. Yeah.
He has to pal around with this moody teen.
Yeah.
Which was great.
He's nice to the moody teen.
I honestly have loved Colossus in every X-Men movie he's been in, even when he was that other guy who didn't have any lines.
Oh, yeah. It was just like, just go save
the kids.
They
just picked a random Russian.
Okay.
Yeah. Like, this is good enough.
I don't even know if he was Russian.
Probably not. He was probably like some like Kansas farm boy or something.
But
every movie I've seen Colossus in, I'm like, yes, Colossus. He's in, like, even in the bad one, Last Stand. The characters weren't bad. Colossus was in. I think that was the first time he was really like a part of the team.
Yeah, because I don't think they really let him do much before that.
The movie, not great, but the characters. We're pretty good.
Oh yeah,
I remember being really. I was so excited to see that movie in theaters.
Right,
I did. And then I saw it, and then it was.
I remember being really excited for like any and every X-Men movie, and then seeing them, and then just, you know, like shattering everything against the cold hard stones of a cliff.
Something I really wish they would stop doing is getting the Phoenix Saga so wrong.
Yeah.
You know who does that great? That 1990s cartoon show.
They do it perfectly.
Yeah.
It is such a great show.
They, every, because they kind of did a little Phoenix Saga in Apocalypse as well. And they did it the same way they did it in the original, basically. It's just Gene is the phoenix.
Like, there's no race of bird people that come and...
No magical bird fire monster from space.
Why? That would be more fun.
And then Professor X gets a bird wife.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's tough. I wish... Again, Jean Grey's my favorite mutant. They don't always do so good with her in the movies.
No.
They don't do so well with a lot. It's...
Yeah, but we're going to get into bad movies later, so let's keep on the what we like, right?
Okay, well, I talked about Colossus, and I mean, he's strong and turns to metal. Yeah. I mean...
He's pretty cool.
It's cool, and he's Russian. I like Russians. Right.
Well, if I... See, favorite mutant is a hard thing, because it's like, do I pick classics, like, from an X-Men, or do I go off and go, like, Ninja Turtles, or... something completely different, but I thought about it long and hard, and I had to go with, believe it or not, Kitty Pryde.
That's a good one.
I think it's one of my favorites. Yeah. Which means we all pretty much picked from the same universe, but that was bound to happen, frankly. X-Men's very popular right now. But Kitty Pryde, her powers are cool.
They're really nifty.
Yeah.
I love to walk through walls.
Why did they use Jubilee instead of Kitty Pryde in that? Because they essentially sort of fill the same role in terms of a youthful companion that they kind of need to keep, you know, gets them into some wacky hijinks.
I'm not sure.
Maybe because her powers are flashier? I don't know.
Because there was a cartoon, like a pilot, just a pilot for a cartoon that happened before that.
Yeah, Wolverine's Australian.
Yeah, it's weird. Wolverine's Australian. And Kitty Pryde is basically what Jubilee was.
Yeah, well, it's called Kitty Pryde in the X-Men.
Yeah. And like, it was so much...
I know nothing about this.
I don't either.
It has an interesting theme song as well.
I love the 90s.
They say X-Men over and over and over again.
I love the 90s X-Men cartoon theme song. It's actually been playing through my head since we started talking about it.
The team from that show is Professor X, obviously. Uh-huh. Cyclops, Dazzler, Wolverine, Nightcrawler, and Colossus. And then Kitty Pryde shows up.
Huh. Cool.
Yeah, so it's real good. Almost every character has a different accent.
Why not?
Which is interesting.
Just throw them all in there.
But it's real good. They have to go fight Magneto on Asteroid M because he... Why? Do you remember why?
I don't remember.
They had to go
the
do
plot
that?
Of this children's Juggernaut, show.
Juggernaut attacked the mansion while it was just Kitty Pryde and Professor there because everyone else went to some decoy thing. And Juggernaut stole the Cerebro something?
Oh, yeah, I remember why, too.
Okay, explain that.
Because his reasoning was, I'm the Juggernaut, and then he said a cuss.
So they flew a spaceship up to Asteroid M, and one by one, the X-Men would all stop to fight their counterpart. Like, because it's a hallway that they're all running down, and a Brotherhood of Evil Mutants person would just stand in the hallway.
Yeah.
And they'd one by one be like, you keep going, I'll take this person. So, of course, Wolverine fought Sabretooth.
I'll fit this person who matches my powers exactly by coincidence.
Yeah. Colossus fought Juggernaut.
Juggernaut was up there but down at the mansion?
He went there with the... So that's why
they
went
really quick to get to space.
Oh, okay. I was how is Juggernaut in two places at once? But, yeah, okay, that makes more sense.
I can't remember who everyone else fought. I think Nightcrawler fought Toad. No, Cyclops fought Toad. Who fought Toad?
I don't know. I haven't seen it.
Toad was there. Pyro was there. Pyro is the
just
fire guy.
Just a bunch of space boys.
Pyro was the fire.
Was Mystique there?
You're asking me to recall way too much
you
of the
have
show
to
that
remember,
was barely...
You and I are the only one who saw that.
Was it even on television?
Just the pilot episode.
Yeah.
You had to
so
get the
all
VHS.
This happened in the pilot.
Yeah.
That's a lot of plot.
Yeah. And then Kitty Pryde was the only one who made it to Magneto. And somehow she won. I don't remember how she got the thing.
She phased through his brain?
She phased through the computer, and then the asteroid started crashing into the Earth. Or something like that.
I guess that makes sense.
And then Nightcrawler
had to... But if she's phasing through it, how would she mess it up?
When she phases through electronics.
It breaks it.
She breaks it, yeah.
Kind of like how Jubilee kept sparking VCRs. Yeah. And then there was like a cord that got cut that Nightcrawler had to hold together and complete the circuit with his body Or else the asteroid would crash into Earth.
Okay.
And they're like, Professor X is on the jet, and everyone else is back on the jet, and he's like, now, Nightcrawler, teleport out! He's like, now, Nightcrawler, you waited too long! And then Nightcrawler appears outside, and he's like falling into the atmosphere. He's in a spacesuit. He's falling into the atmosphere and burning up, and they're like, we gotta get him! And then he burns up, and they're like, oh, we didn't get him, and everyone starts crawling, but then Nightcrawler appears behind them because he's a teleporter.
So, did you watch this recently?
No! I watched it like 50,000 times when I was a kid.
Oh, okay.
It's real good.
All right.
I don't remember. I don't know if it's actually
good. Well, on the subject of X-Men related media,
right?
Do you guys recall the X-Men arcade cabinet, the giant four player arcade cabinet from the
youth? Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
I was in love with that thing as a kid. But very rarely did I have a bunch of quarters on me whenever I'd see it, and I'm like seven, so I don't have a ton of disposable money to go waste on an arcade cabinet. Mm-hmm. That plus the cartoon, I was just obsessed with it.
Mm-hmm.
It came out on the PlayStation Network several years ago.
Really?
Yeah, so if you have a PlayStation 3, you can download it. Well, I do have a
PlayStation 3.
It is not good. It's really bad.
Okay.
It's probably my greatest disappointment in terms of things that you go back and revisit from your childhood that turn out to be terrible.
Yeah, there's a lot of those.
Yeah.
That I've revisited, and I'm like, this was the best thing ever.
We should do a whole episode about that.
We should. Because there's a lot of disappointment in my life.
Disappointing childhood would be the topic on this.
Well, it's not things that were disappointing when you were a kid, because when you're a kid, it was amazing. Yeah. It's things that you go back
and you try again.
Yeah.
Like for me, Big Bad Beetleborgs.
Oh, yeah.
Loved it as a child.
I must have watched that a lot. But if you asked me for the plot of that show, I could not tell you. But I could tell you.
It's on Netflix.
I could tell you. Bad Beetleborgs. Yeah.
Now, even though some of the stuff is horrible, like going back and watching, I still tend to like it.
Well, I don't like Beetleborgs anymore.
Well, no, not that. I mean, that's horrible. But like, I've gone back and watched other horrible things that I'm like, I still like this. This is still great.
And again, an excellent cartoon. Still, like, it's not good. But it's great.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, I'm a huge G.I. Joe fan, and I own all of it on DVD. Even the, like, crappier second series of whatever nonsense. But, anywho, like, it's awful. Like, going back and watching, like, the old series, it's like, wow, this is horrible. But I love every moment of it. Love it. Like, and then you got other shows like Brave Star that, like, oh my gosh.
That's the cow one?
No. Brave Star, he's a cowboy.
Okay.
Or sheriff.
And often space.
And, like, it's like Space Texas.
Didn't they make a video game robots? With that recently?
No idea what you're talking about.
I don't think so. But they might have a Space Texas type thing, but no. I think the cow one you're thinking about is Cowboys of Moo Mesa.
That's what it is.
Which were cows that were cowboys.
I think we've talked about that almost every episode of the podcast since it started.
No, we haven't talked about
Cowboys of Moo
Mesa. I'm pretty sure we have.
I'm pretty sure... I don't know.
That is
you're asking me to recall a lot of stuff.
That is such a deep cut that I haven't heard anybody mention this TV show,
right?
But I distinctly remember it.
Yep.
And I have not thought about this TV show until I was like, since I was six. So thank you.
I know we've talked about it at other stuff, you know.
I think we talked about it on the podcast.
I don't think so. We might have mentioned. Preferenced it.
I don't think we like went into detail. I think we talked. I think
it's on the podcast.
I don't know. We'll figure it out later. This isn't something to talk about on the podcast.
We're wasting too much time on this.
Yeah, Kitty Pryde.
Kitty Pryde's great. She has a dragon.
Yeah, she has a dragon.
Lucky.
She is not only does she play the role of like new person on the X-Men, like the kid person.
Yeah.
But eventually she grows up and she's a teacher. She's a leader of the X-Men. She's one of the most responsible adults on the X-Men at times.
She gets trapped in a magic bullet.
She gets trapped in a magic bullet.
Spoilers.
Yeah.
Sorry. I know nothing about that. That's,
yeah, that one.
Crazy. She gets a little trapped in space in a magic bullet.
Yep.
A little bit.
Yeah.
Huh.
She dates Star-Lord. She dates Colossus.
Yeah, I knew she dated Colossus.
But she's dating Star-Lord now.
That's weird.
I think she's actually, for a while, called Star-Lord, if I remember right.
Weird.
Does she date Spider-Man and the normal Spider-Man? Or is it Ultimate Spider-Man?
I think it's Ultimate Spider-Man.
Yeah.
Which is depressing. Well, not Spider-Man, but the Ultimate Universe in general is depressing.
Ultimate Spider-Man still actually.
Yeah.
Up to And I think it's Miles. Still good. I've heard the Miles stuff is very good.
He's in the regular universe now, too.
Yeah, I can't keep up with that. There's too much stuff
Ultimate
to keep
up with. Spider-Man.
Spider-Man.
Okay, so we've all discussed who our favorites are when it comes to mutants. What's the next topic?
Oh, okay. For mutants. We're going to actually go to, because we already hit on it a little bit, worst mutant movie ever. And this could be any mutant movie. Does not have to be X-Men. Have a feeling it's going to be a lot of X-Men. Does not have to be X-Men. Worst mutant movie ever. Who wants to go first on this one? Alex, go for it.
So since we already know that it can be non-mutant, or non-X-Men related, excuse me, by far the worst mutant movie, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 3, Turtles in Time, or whatever the subtitle is. Turtles in Time, the video game, incredible.
Right. Yeah.
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 3. You're talking about where they go back to
Japan? They go back to feudal Japan.
Yeah.
Tried to watch it recently.
Yeah.
We did not get far.
I love that. I saw that in theaters when I was little. I loved it.
As a kid, it was good.
Oh, I wore out.
I have also tried to watch it recently. It is bad.
Like it's just bad. It's not fun bad.
I've not
seen it. The puppetry is bad.
Yeah, they stopped doing Jim Henson's Creature Workshop in the third one. And so if you go back and watch it now, you're very disappointed.
It's awesome. I will have to do that. Yeah. Because I like to ruin myself.
Yeah, I remember this movie so distinctly because when we were kids, at some point my mom and dad had gone through and just taped a bunch of stuff.
Yeah.
And so we had a limited pool of movies to work from growing up, and Ninja Turtles 3, Turtles in Time was definitely one of them.
Right.
So I must have watched it a zillion times. It's terrible. It doesn't make any sense at all plot-wise. The puppets are terrible.
They're real bad.
The costumes are terrible.
Like, the mouse don't move right. Like
no, not
move.
Even
in the first two, the mouse are good. The eyes move. Mm-hmm. They don't look like creepy dolls.
Yeah. And if you watch because I watched the first one fairly recently, and it's charming.
Yes.
It's not, you know, the best movie you've ever seen, but it's charming.
Right.
And I don't like the weird CGI turtles in the new ones.
Yeah.
So I won't watch them because I find them eerie. But there's nothing better than a Jim Henson's Creature Workshop thing.
Yep.
There's nothing better than a Muppet. I wish that we had less CGI in the world and more Muppets. The world would be a more magical place.
Yeah.
Because you can buy a Muppet, too. Like, if I was ever rich.
You can interact with them.
If I was ever rich, I could buy one of those Ninja Turtle Muppets from the original movies and have it, like, in the corner.
And just wear it around?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I would so wear that everywhere.
I'll move that blood fountain out of the room, finally, and put that Ninja Turtle costume up over
there. Yeah, the blood fountain's starting to smell.
Yeah.
You put it next to the blood fountain. Ha-ha!
Raphael. I'll buy him. So if any blood gets on him, it's like, oh, he's just supposed to be rich.
If you get Raphael, I'm so wearing that, I'm going to run around.
You may be too tall.
Yeah, I think you're too tall. You're going to see, like, man parts in between the gloves.
You're going to see some man parts.
Don't let your kids listen to this.
That's also kind of a running joke, is Honey talks about being naked on every podcast.
Oh, because he's fully nude?
I don't actually bring that up a lot. I think the first one I did, but the second one, you talked about drawing me naked.
Yep.
Oh, like a French girl.
That's exactly what it was.
That's how you draw someone naked.
Yeah. At the time of recording this podcast, the second podcast has not been available for most people to listen to, so.
Well, it's been up for a little bit.
On the website.
Well, on the website, but it's actually been on for probably, like, what, 2 days now?
Yeah.
Right.
We also didn't post. I don't think we ever posted, hey, the second episode's available.
I kept asking if, you know.
Anyway.
Should I go over the plot real fast of Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles
3? I think we all.
Which, by the way, the subtitle is.
It's been a while.
The subtitle is not Turtles in Time. You just think that because of the video game.
Because it's a time travel.
Yeah. And it's an incredible video game. Right. Holds up. So in feudal Japan, this is from Wikipedia. In feudal Japan, 1603, a young man is being chased by four samurai on horseback. As they go into the woods, a mysterious woman emerges from the underbrush and watches carefully. However, the samurai eventually capture and take the youth, revealed to be a prince named Kenshin, with them. In the present, April O'Neil has been shopping, because women be shopping.
Women do be shopping, I can confirm.
Women be shopping.
She brings her friends gifts to cheer them up. Michelangelo gets an old lamp.
Because
the lampshade he wears to do an impression of Elvis Presley in Blue Hawaii.
I remember that. It was not good.
The final gift she brings is for Splinter, which is an ancient Japanese scepter, because I guess that's just a thing that you can pick up on the cheap in New York City.
Yeah, I mean, I've got three over there.
Yeah.
I sold all mine.
In New York City.
No, to you.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you mentioned three.
It flashes back to the past where we meet Walker, who's the villain, that English traitor, which I had an action figure of for some reason as a child.
I don't remember him. That's it. Like, yeah. You had a lot of Ninja Turtle stuff as your kid, and that's still impressive.
Yeah. Yeah, that is.
Did not have that one. And I had, like, the turtle lair and the giant eyeball robot thing.
You didn't have evil white guy?
I did not have evil white guy.
I had evil white guy. My parents were divorced, so. Okay. A lot of Ninja Turtles.
Fair enough.
Cover the pain with Ninja Turtles.
Anyway, I think April starts to polish the lamp, and she's looking at it. It begins to light up.
Not the lamp. Okay. The lamp does not. The staff does.
Right. Because it's always a good thing to give someone a gift and be like, oh, it's real dirty. I should clean it.
Now. Oh, I'm sorry. The ancient Japanese scepter.
Yeah.
You know.
You don't clean it before you give it as a gift.
I mean, I've been to Japan, been to some museums. There's definitely a lot of scepters with like a weird hourglass type time thingy in it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Also, everything in Japan gives off blue lightning.
Mm-hmm. Always.
Yeah. So it checks out.
I believe that is called Raidening.
That's right.
From Raiden?
Yeah. Sure. Mm-hmm. Anyway, she trades places with the Japanese woman that's introduced at the beginning of the movie.
I forgot she went back in time first.
She went back in time first, yeah. Which is convenient because she knows English. It's helpful that there's this English traitor as the main sort of villain. Anyway, the woman ends up and starts calling. This is a nice touch. The Japanese woman from the 17th century shows up, sees the turtles, starts calling them Kappa.
Yeah, so, don't read the whole thing.
No, yeah, this is really... Somebody...
I'm looking over his shoulder. It is really long. This someone took some time.
Yeah.
They, like, had it up.
Senior thesis?
Yes. Was in on Turtles in Time.
Yep.
Yeah, now that I'm scrolling through and seeing how long this is...
I think you're still in the first 15 minutes of the movie.
Yeah, I am. This is ridiculous.
Anyway, they go back in time. Right. There's no pizza in feudal Japan.
So they have to leave.
They have to leave, and then they figure it out.
Can't stay where there's no pizza,
and
man.
And also, at one point, Kenshin, the Japanese prince, comes to New York and has to hang out with April O'Neil.
Right.
And there's wacky, you know, wacky hijinks ensue. And
Casey has to chase all the other guys.
Oh, yeah.
Around
Casey
town.
Has to do stuff.
They don't want to go back in the end.
Yeah, why would you want to go back to a feudal era when you can hang out
where
there's flush toilets? Yeah. And
I'm not
toothpaste.
Wearing a diaper anymore that I showed up in.
Yeah.
Even though all my other clothes went back on the turtles.
Yeah, but not my underpants, so they're definitely going rogue. Also, they're turtles.
Didn't Michelangelo fall in love with
someone? Yes, I was just scrolling through. He falls in love with a woman. He almost doesn't want to go back.
Right.
Because he wants to stay with this woman, which is weird because he traded places with a Japanese dude, a Japanese samurai. It's like, no, I'm just going to stay here. You guys, you go on without me.
They think I'm a turtle demon. Yeah. I'm going to stay here.
Well, a river lizard demon that will drown you.
Yeah. Oh, and, well, we'll eat your belly button.
That's right.
Yeah. And you have to keep the top of his head moist.
Yeah, the kappa has to keep, like, the, like, bowl-shaped thing on the top of
his
head.
Yeah, and he likes to eat cucumbers.
Die!
Yeah. And also, I will take you to Bug Island, an animal
Well, no, that's just like kappas in general.
Like, I don't remember any of this stuff in the movie,
that's just
guys.
Like Japanese.
Don't you just know a bunch of
folklore.
Monsters?
Nope.
Okay, never mind.
Nope. Yeah, that's like Japanese mythology and stuff like that.
Really?
It was in a monster book illustrated by Eric Carle that I had as a kid that was very formative in my love of monsters.
Yeah. Eric Carle, not a sponsor.
No.
Because we don't have sponsors because we don't.
Anyone.
What if this episode was sponsored by Eric Carle, famous children's illustrator?
You're supposed to get a hold of Eric Carle.
Yeah, I'll get a hold of him just like I get a hold of everybody else that you tell me to randomly get a hold of.
Did you ever get a hold of Shaq?
No, because I don't know how to get a hold of these
you
guys.
By the way,
one job.
quick Shaq-related question.
Yeah.
Burning in everyone's mind, WrestleMania. Will Shaq versus Big Show.
What?
WrestleMania 2017, Shaq versus Big Show is a thing. Who's going
to
win?
Well, we definitely have to have a Shaq episode now.
Oh, gosh. Just because it's Shaq, I'm going to go with Shaq.
You don't think that he's going to go on this scripted wrestling program and lose for fun?
I think
no. I think they're totally going to script it for Shaq to win. I mean,
I think that's a safe bet. Though
I understand Big Show is a massive dude, and I mean, so is Shaq, but
I think he'll lose.
You think he's going to lose?
Yeah. Most of the celebrities who come on lose. And
well,
the ones I've seen, at least.
It depends.
It depends on how famous
you are. It depends on how famous you are and whether or not you're going to be president someday.
I thought he lost. Did he not lose?
No, he won, and then he shaved Vince McMahon's head because it was a hair versus hair battle.
That's dumb. I did not know that.
Huh.
Anyway.
Anywho.
What were we talking about?
We were talking about the worst movie.
Anyway,
movies.
It's real bad. Don't see it.
Okay. Yeah, so if you remember Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 3 being good, don't watch it again. You'd be disappointed.
What, did you ever say what it was actually titled?
It's just Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 3. Yeah.
Really?
That's the name.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm still going to call it Turtles in Time.
Yeah, I totally thought it was Turtles in Time.
Okay.
Was there a rap?
There was the video, the Konami beat him up.
No, I mean, in general, was like, there a rap?
Go Ninjas,
that's
Go.
That's a great question. I do love movies in the early 90s that have their own rap theme song.
That they all have Vanilla Ice in them.
Well, sometimes they have MC Hammer.
Right.
But anyway.
Yeah. Okay. So, Maggie, what would be your
probably
movie?
The same thing. I'm trying to think really hard. I guess biggest disappointment was definitely X-Men 3.
Last Stand.
: Maggie's favorite person ever. / red-haired,
right.
You know, heroine.
Yeah.
Kills mutant dad, and then I'm sad, and also
and
it's
husband.
Stupid. Oh,
yeah.
And her husband.
Yeah.
Off screen.
And
yeah, Cyclops sucks.
Yeah.
He does.
That Cyclops.
I forgot.
I think Cyclops sucks.
I forgot that actor, James Marsden, is that his name?
Mm-hmm.
Played Cyclops.
Yeah.
And
not worth remembering.
Well, he's in 30 Rock, which is
one
of the best TV shows of all time.
Yeah,
and
it's real good.
Alex rewatches it twice a year, the whole thing.
Every time I see it, I'm like, oh, Cyclops!
And also, he can sing because he was in Enchanted, and I wish now we could have an X-Men musical.
That's right! That was amazing!
That was a good
Enchanted's movie. Real good.
I love that.
So, I guess that's disappointing. Turtles in Time does not hold up. And no one gets the Phoenix Saga right, so I don't really have
it's
anything
real. It's not even that they don't get it right. They get it extremely wrong.
There's some interesting things you can do with Jean Grey's powers because she's burning up with all of this power because she's so powerful. And that struggle to contain, basically being able to think anything and control the whole world is so interesting.
Right.
And they usually muck it up.
Yeah.
And then I get sad.
That happens.
It wasn't good. It was not the worst X-Men in my opinion.
I forget the name of the actress who plays her. As an adult.
Natasha from GoldenEye.
Yeah, that's where I know
she's
her
fine.
From.
Yeah. She's fine.
I've shot so many people as her from GoldenEye for the Nintendo 64.
I also like the actress who plays Sansa. Again, don't remember her name. That's fine.
Oh, yeah,
Sansa Stark, yeah.
Yeah, Sansa Stark. That's fine too, but again, they can really find a good balance.
Right.
Yeah.
So I'll pass the torch.
All right. Do you have something? I have something if you don't have something.
You go first.
All right. Are you sure?
I'm still trying to justify this.
The by far worst X-Men movie of all time. I'm sorry, you're wrong. There's one that's worse. Wolverine X-Men Origins.
I haven't. Here the thing is, I haven't seen that one.
Oh.
On purpose because it's so bad.
It is.
I saw it in theaters.
Yeah. I did too.
I paid money for that.
Why
I also
did. You go see that?
I saw it with Rosa.
Oh, okay.
It was so bad from everything they did in it. It was just poor decision making.
Yes, there's one reason I hate that movie. I actually forgot about it because I like blocked it out.
Yeah,
it's
think
so horrible.
I think a lot of people blocked it out. I liked
they
the second one.
Ruined one of my favorite characters.
Deadpool.
I don't
absolutely
the right. Merc with the mouth didn't have a mouth.
Well, he did. I mean, to be fair, that was not necessarily the ruinous part. It's like the weird
swords coming out of his arms.
I think it's way worse because at least
teleporting around, which he does eventually get equipment that allows him to teleport short distances. And, you know, having Cyclops' laser eyes and every other stupid power they're trying to pump into him to be whatever the
freak. At least there's a plot reason for having his mouth sewn up, because they show him earlier.
Yes, but he won't shut up.
But he's still working with his mouth. He's not supposed to shut up.
It's fine.
No!
The character got his own movie. And, you know, I'm not the biggest Deadpool fan. I appreciate the character. I had a lot of fun watching that movie. And even my dad, who is always behind on stuff, except Marvel Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., which for some reason he has picked as the one Marvel property he cares about.
It's gotten real good, too.
That's what I've heard.
We're not allowed to talk about it.
My dad turned to me last time I saw him and was like, you know, I saw that Deadpool movie. Pretty good.
It was amazing. And I can't wait for the second one.
It was fun.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
People forget to make movies fun.
Yeah.
It was fun.
It was rated R, so it was even better. More violence, more other stuff that was just great.
It was fun, funny, smart. Actual human emotions made me cry at certain points.
Great use of DMX's X Gonna Give It To You.
Yeah.
Yes.
I remember...
The only other point that I really like that song that was played out perfectly is in Rick and Morty.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
When Rick and Summer just go... kick the crap out of Satan and then kick the crap out of all these other people that are horrible.
I will say that I love that so much that for a while I had fallen off of Game of Thrones, which I'll bring up again, due to reasons. And then I watched it for the last two episodes of the most recent season, and the last episode was so violent and Alex and I were so tense that without warning him, I pulled that up on my phone and started playing to it when a certain person maybe gets eaten by dogs.
Right.
And that definitely made it a lot better.
Awesome. As one does.
Someone else died and I played it during that. So if you're ever in a tense situation, play that song. It's much better.
Fair enough.
But yeah, X-Men Wolverine Origins. Awful movie. Ruined Deadpool.
Yeah.
Killed off the Blob off screen for some reason. They say they killed him.
Yeah,
they say he's dead.
Yeah.
Gambit. I don't like that actor as Gambit. It was real bad.
Did he have an accent?
What?
Did he have an accent?
Probably.
He had something of an accent, but I don't think
It's not just any actor.
Yeah.
It's
the guy from Mars. What is it?
What?
Didn't he play the John Carpenter of Mars?
Oh, that guy's cute.
Yeah, but he's not a good actor.
I liked John Carpenter of Mars.
I did too.
Let's take one second. I did enjoy that movie. It's real good.
Yeah, I like the little dog thing, the little dog alien.
The whole thing. And hilarious. I've listened to that audiobook before because I really like Victorian pulp novels.
Right.
They did a good job taking out most of the racism and sexism.
That's
in
always
that
movie. Good. When you do
For
that.
Instance, in the book, that lady never wears any clothes. She naked the whole time.
Which would have been hard to do on like a PG.
Yeah.
Wait, what's? I heard something about someone being naked the whole time. What's going on?
John Carter of Mars.
And the book,
I said John Carpenter.
Mars. No, it's John. It's John Carter.
Taylor Kitsch is his name.
Yeah.
Anyway, he's just a handsome guy. But yeah, maybe not.
That movie was actually a really good movie.
Yeah.
And I don't think people saw it because they didn't name it John Carter of Mars. They named it just like John Carter.
Yeah.
So everyone's like, what is this? And nobody went and saw it.
And not everyone's like, I can't wait to see what they do with this Victorian pulp novel.
Right.
Weren't there rumors that Channing Tatum was going to be Gambit at some point?
Yeah, that has been like falling in and out of, because he is signed on to play Gambit.
Oh, is that what's going on?
And they had a director, then they lost the director. And then they had a different director, and they lost that director.
Gambit's not that interesting.
And then Channing Tatum's like, I don't even know if I want to do it anymore. So, yeah. They've been having a lot of problems with the Gambit movie. And I hope they don't make it. Unless they have some really good pitch that I can't think of. I don't know how to make a standalone Gambit movie interesting. And I can think of a lot of ways to make a lot of things interesting.
I can't think of... No.
Now, if it was like a Gambit Rogue movie...
Yeah, that would be good.
That'd be a little more interesting.
What if they went with the... Like, in the future, where it's Gambit, but not Gambit. Like, almost everyone is dead, and, like, he's taken over somehow, but it's, like, not actually Gambit. It's somebody else, like, acting like Gambit.
Is that a thing?
Yeah, I have that comic series somewhere.
Really?
I'll find it.
Never heard of that.
There's a lot of X-Men.
Yeah, there's a lot of weird things. It's a Gambit, like just serious. I can't remember because I haven't read it since I was like six. That was a long time ago.
Yeah.
But.
One last thing about X-Men Wolverine Origins before we go on.
Okay.
They felt the need to show the origin for a jacket he wore in a different movie in X-Men Wolverine Origins. It's like a farmer guy that Wolverine hides in his house for a little bit, gives him a jacket, and it's like, oh, that's the jacket from the other movies. Why would I care about that? And then the farmer and his wife get murdered.
I mean, the sort of the commercial appeal of these movies is strong enough that people are lucky that any of them are good.
Right.
Or of, like, any decent quality. Well,
okay, right. Like, they are decent movies.
Sure.
They're just not X-Men movies. In
my Sometimes, opinion. Yeah.
Yeah, most of the time.
Yeah.
I mean, if, you know, the best you can hope for is that they're as good as, like, Men in Black 2, which is not a very good movie.
No. Or even a little good movie.
Yeah.
I prefer Men in Black 3.
Men in Have Black you seen 3. It? Is that the one where it's pretty,
the time travel? One?
Yeah, the time travel.
The time travel.
I don't know. No. Maybe.
Because they have K, or not K, J.
I have not seen it.
Whatever. As younger.
Alphabet letter.
Yeah, alphabet letter K. guy.
I think.
Because they also find out, like, the background of
Jay's dad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, is he one of the original Men in Black in Roswell?
No.
Jay's dad was a military guy who got killed by, like, an alien or something like that.
Rude.
And then K, flashy thing, like, kid Jay who was there.
Yeah.
And Roswell. Looked after him the whole time.
Well, he was at Roswell.
Yeah. Okay, I have seen it. It's just, I can't recall any of this movie.
I prefer that over two. I don't know why we're talking about this.
I don't know.
Anyway, Honey, do you have a bad
So... Obviously, almost every X-Men anything is just garbage. But, so I'm just not even going to talk more about that since we've talked a lot about those already. I'm going to go out on a little bit of a stretch, since anything that is a mutant technically is mutated to some degree. I want to bring up something that I kind of enjoyed when I was little, and then is just actually realized it's horrible, is the old Masters of the Universe.
Mm.
Now, Skeletor looks mutated, kind of like a mutant type person, so that's going to be a stretch. We're going to stretch
from like, He-Man is sort of jumping kind of a little bit away from mutants. It's like fantasy.
Yeah, it's high fantasy, but I mean, like I said, some of the people, they're kind of mutant creature things. So we're going to go with this.
It is a bad movie, though.
It is. But, I mean, I kind of like some of the old crappy Dolph Lundgren movies like that.
Right.
But they are generally awful. And the fact that He-Man and the Masters of the Universe come to our time.
Right.
Why? What does that... I understand for budgeting reasons, sure. But that does not make a good movie.
Right.
That is just horrible.
It's almost like it was a cash grab.
I wonder why.
Not seen it for a while, but isn't there something about, like, a magic flute?
Dude, I don't even know. I tried to block that stuff out.
I did not know until the second that there was a live-action He-Man movie.
Yeah, really?
What? So, good job me blocking that out.
You should not watch it.
Have you seen that documentary about the production company that made that movie and some of the later...
like anything else Dolph Lundgren from that time frame?
No, it's a like every terrible movie you recall from the 80s is all made by this one.
Yeah! I haven't seen it, but somebody was telling me about it. Actually, it might have been you.
It was probably you, Alex.
It was
probably me.
What's it called, though?
You guys talk about something else. I'll come back and we can loop back.
Okay, we'll touch back on this later. So we've discussed random mutant things. And I'm going to actually do something that I talked about in the first podcast that I haven't done since then. I mean, this is only the third podcast, so it's not, we skipped one.
Right.
But I said I was going to randomly bring up random nerd tech or gadgets or other weird things like that. So I was scrolling around looking for various mutant-related tech, which, you know, there's not just a lot of random crazy things. But I did come across, I will post this on Twitter later. It's the 2016 Cook's Gift Guide. They talk about a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles waffle maker.
Nice.
It is great. I'm going to show you guys this picture. It's something that if I could actually find, I probably would buy. And I'd probably use it.
Is it a face type thing? Like a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles like, face?
It doesn't show what it makes the waffles look like. Yeah. But it just shows that it might just be branded. Yeah, it might be branded. I don't know. It doesn't. Okay. Well,
if it makes like turtle faces.
Yeah. Oh yeah, like a big like.
Yeah.
Smiling, yeah. Which goofy face. I mean, I know they have like Death Star waffle makers that makes it look like a Death Star, yeah. Which is awesome. I've seen that. I know that's a thing.
I dyed the batter around the mask to make it different turtles each time. It's like, oh, this one's Raphael, this one's Donatello.
Have you seen the crazy like pancake artist guy?
Yeah.
That does people all those weird... On Facebook. Oh my gosh, that stuff's amazing.
I feel so guilty eating one of those, but I love pancakes.
Yeah.
Like, so I would just buy it from him and frame it. Like,
it would rot.
Well, okay. Vacuum seal. Thanks, it.
Mood killer.
I'm no fun. Sorry. I should have warned you at the top of the podcast.
Yeah, we're at the end of the podcast now.
By the way, the name of the documentary is called Electric Boogaloo, The Wild Untold Story of Canon Films.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah, you did tell me that. Because I've heard this name before. Yes. So, yeah, it was you.
Yeah.
They also made the sequel to whatever that's Electric Boogaloo.
Yeah.
Yeah, probably not. Okay, so
we missed this. So we were going to talk about some more stuff, but we have actually run out of time. We try to keep it to about an hour, and we're already over an hour. I think what we'll do is we will do a standalone episode. That is just we were going to talk about Logan. That's the whole reason Mutants was an option on the poll, was we were going to talk about Logan. Honey and I have seen it. Alex and Maggie have not seen it. I don't know. I think Cameron's seen it.
I think Cameron, but actually, no. I want to say he said something about he didn't watch it, but I can't remember.
We'll find out. I think what we'll do is we'll record what we like to call a floater.
Which will be just like a little short, 20-30 minute.
Mini episode.
A
mini-sode.
We might wait for Cameron to come back to do that.
Yeah, probably.
If he's seen it. About Logan.
If not, you'll get to listen to
you guys
Cody
can come
and I.
back to that. If you want to, if you've seen it by then, and we can talk about Logan. But we're not gonna get that tonight because that's gonna be an argument.
No, yeah, because Cody and I see things differently.
Yeah, we were also gonna talk about best mutant movies real quick. Just go around and say your best mutant movie.
Well, mine's obviously Deadpool because I love Deadpool.
Okay.
Violence.
Mine's gonna be Days of Future Past, X-Men Days of Future Past.
Yeah, all doing timeline. Good.
I mean, broadly speaking, none of them are very good, so...
Well, good choice.
So I'm going to say... I mean, most of the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle movies are kind of bad.
Right. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Did you ever see TMNT, the...
Ooh, the cartoon one?
Yeah, the digitally animated one.
That one's really good.
Now, does that have Krang?
No.
No.
Okay. If there's one with Krang... I'm just going to say, if there's one that exists with Krang...
Right.
Then that's my pen.
This one's like a flash forward... to after Shredder's defeated type thing.
No.
So there's like Shredder's daughter is there.
So you've got nothing for children. Your favorite mutant movie.
Maggie.
I really don't either, except just if you watch all the X-Men cartoons in a row, that's kind of like a movie.
Yeah.
Also, I think
we don't have to do movie, I guess.
Yeah, and I guess that's really good. I also really, there's a good graphic novel called Super... Mutant Magic Academy or Super Magic Mutant Academy. It's really good. It's basically like Hogwarts meets
X-Men,
and awesome. It's good about teens, and that's good. That's by Jen Wang. I don't remember what Super Mutant Magic Academy. That's right. That's real good. Plays with a bunch of the fun ideas about mutants and teens.
I know the best mutant movie.
What?
The Fly.
Oh, yeah. That's a good one.
We're going to go real broad, The Fly.
Oh, yeah.
The Fly is a mutant, basically.
Yeah. Get mutated.
I accidentally watched that when I was like 4. It didn't go well.
Yeah. I mean, if you're thinking mutants, too, and, like, gene manipulation could be mutants, technically any Jurassic Park movie is a mutant movie.
Ooh. Especially the most recent one where the Dominus Rex.
Yeah.
Which is not the worst Jurassic Park movie, so no. It has that going for it.
Okay. Well, we need to wrap it up. We're well over an hour now. As always, follow us on Twitter at Nerd Dump Podcast. Visit our website at thenerddump.com. Listen to us on iTunes or
Podcast Addict.
Podcast Addict. I am Cody, and you can follow me at TheCodyWack on Twitter.
And I'm Honey, and you can follow me at VikingHoney at Twitter.
Thank you guys for having us. Do not follow me. Do not look for me. I do not exist.
You can follow me at hey_magpie at Twitter. Don't try to find Alex, and I will be at Planet Comic Con if you want stickers.
Yeah,
if
you're
she does area, amazing artwork.
Yeah, if you're in the area, Kansas City, Planet Comic Con, what's that, April
28th weekend.
We're real bad at dates, so you
and
might.
Cameron, it's the 28th, 29th, and 30th.
And
I know
Cameron
this.
Will be there, too.
Cameron will be there, too.
And Alex will be there on Friday, but only because Ric Flair will be there. Yeah. So
me and Honey will eventually show up. We're not going to be sitting down, most likely, though.
Yeah, we probably won't have a table or anything. We're just going to be running around.
There's going to be a lot of people, though. So
if I punch you in the throat, I'm sorry.
It's going to be smelly.
Okay. Have you put someone in
the Don't punch people.
But I like to punch
people. Okay. On that note, we're going to sign out for the night, unless anyone else has anything interesting they want to say.
Nope.
Thanks for listening, everyone. Have a good week. Stay listening for the Logan review, and we'll see you next time.
Bye.
Bye. This has been a Nerd Dump production.